us. Do what? Well, yeah. He talked about unity in the church and that it's our job as each one of us to grow. It's our job to maintain and promote unity in the church, to encourage other people and to help me out. Gentlemen, what was that last point? That wasn't the last point, but that was one of the points. Yeah, your check's in the mail, John. But seriously, unity in the body is extremely important, and we need to guard that. You know, because there's a bunch of great people in this church, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you. And I'm excited about the word this morning. The way of the cross. I forget where we're going to start at. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, I'm going to let you know where we're going. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. We've got a glass cross right here. Have another one right there on the wall, and there's one that's almost always covered up, which is why we put that one there. That was Terry Black wanted to. He said, "Pastor, we need to be able to see a cross." I said, "Okay, let's do it." And but you know, this cross right here, I'm probably going to point to it because it's something that I can see instead of turning away from you. The cross wasn't something that was pretty. And I'm not saying this is bad. It still reminds us of Jesus, right? But the cross was not pretty. It was not pretty at all. Go with me there. The cross. The cross. You know, when we were shut down with coronavirus back almost a year ago, we tore our deck off and replaced it. And the top handrails were wood. That we made out of wood, and I took the time to round over those edges and sand them down real good. I don't know if it did me any good in the end, because I think they're rough again anyhow. But the point is, so I didn't get any splinters, or my kids didn't get any splinters in their hand, or if you came over and you put your hand on that or lean against it, you didn't get a splinter in there. But the cross, I'm sure there were splinters from that old piece of wood. And it was stained with blood already. And there were holes, there were divots in it from nails. The cross was not pretty. Today we're going to be talking about that cross. We're going to be talking about the way of the cross, the message of the cross. And right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, you know, I'm wanting to keep this in front of us because this is a great reminder, because it's just good for us to understand and be reminded of things, because as someone once said, we leak. You know, we forget these things, and it's good to be reminded. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul writes, "Hey, the message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction." Why would the cross be foolish? Well, you see, we need to understand that it's foolish because those who are looking at the cross... See, it's talking about those who are headed for destruction. They haven't been destroyed yet. That's kind of a somber thought, though, isn't it? Those who are not following Jesus, they're headed toward destruction. Those who are not born again, those who are not actively serving Christ, you're headed for destruction. And so the problem with that is, because they're not giving any thought toward Christ, the thought and the mindset, the message of the cross, the way of the cross is foolish to them. They cannot comprehend it because, let's face it, it doesn't make sense to the natural mind. The cross does not make sense to the natural mind, but it does make sense to those of us who are being saved in the next verse. But we who are being saved know that the cross... It's on the same, go back one, on that one, it's the bottom. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. That is the cross, the message of the cross. Okay, so the cross, it symbolizes pain, suffering, humiliation, and death. Yeah, who wants to join? I hear the crickets. It's not like, oh yeah, just sign me up. I can die for Christ? You bet. Let me sign me up. Where do I sign? But that's what we've agreed to. That's what we've agreed to. But to those who aren't serving Christ, those who are headed for destruction, it seems foolish to them. It doesn't make any sense. You see, because the message of the cross is that God provides salvation through the crucifixion of the anointed one, Jesus Christ. That's the message of the cross. The message of the cross is that God provided a way for us, a way of escape for us from sin and death. Isn't that interesting? And gives us the hope of heaven. The cross doesn't make sense to the natural mind. And the cross is difficult to grasp for some because they cannot comprehend a God who would love so much that he would die for them. And on top of that, many do not want to acknowledge that they need help to be saved. These are a couple of stumbling blocks to people in the natural mind. That, you know what, I don't need anybody to help me. That's the pride. That's the pride of life, saying, I don't need that. I'm okay. How many folks have you talked to? You know they're not serving Jesus, but they tell you they're okay. You may have been there yourself at one time. I'm okay. I know I've talked to many that way. I'm okay. I'm okay. Back off, Chad. I'm okay. We like to think that we can save ourselves. But ladies and gentlemen, we can't. We can't save ourselves. Jesus is the only one who can. Not any other name. Not any other name can save us. But those who are being saved understand that God displayed his power through the cross by conquering sin and death and by making us right with God. See, those who are being saved, we get it. We get it that the cross was the means to our salvation. We don't worship that cross. I worship the one who was on the cross. Right? But we understand that the cross was necessary for us to ultimately be saved. The cross was a tool. Kind of like a hammer. Or a saw to build a deck. Or otherwise. We use different tools for different things. And God used a cross. A wooden cross with splinters and stained with blood to redeem us. It was just a tool. But Paul makes the point, hey, this the message of the cross. I just think it's interesting how we know that it's not the cross that saves us. It's what happened on the cross, right? But here Paul's saying the message of the cross. He's highlighting tool of death that Jesus endured for us. And that's the message of the cross, that Jesus had to die. The cross brought death to Christ. But hey, we all know that Jesus didn't stay dead. Oh, he was dead, but only for 3 days. And then he rose. And we understand, those of us who are being saved, we understand that the cross is important. And the way of the cross is important. Let's look at our next verse, Galatians chapter 5, verse 11. And we're going to look at the second part of verse 11. So I called it B. Paul, we went through Galatians not very long ago, it seems, but here we find ourselves in two or three verses here in Galatians. Paul writes, if I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross. Did you catch that? If I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross, no one would be offended at my message. So we get out of this that their salvation is through the cross. Salvation is through that. And understand also, and I did allude to it already, through the cross of who? the cross of Christ. Not there were two other crosses the same day Jesus was crucified. There was two other crosses. There were two other people on those crosses, one on each side of Jesus. Those crosses weren't the way of salvation. But the cross of Christ most certainly was. See, at the cross, this is the only way that we can be saved. At the cross, we're all equal. At the cross, our accomplishments mean nothing in light of that wonderful cross. And at the cross, the weight of all of our sin is overwhelmed and absorbed in the cross. Think about it. All those sins are absorbed in that cross. Overwhelmed in the cross, not because it's a piece of wood, not because it's a special piece of wood, but because of the one who was hung on it. And in light of the cross, and we stand at the foot of the cross, the field is level. It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of an enormous company with thousands of employees and millions of dollars in the bank. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if you only had a dime to your name. Or less than that, even. It wouldn't matter. We're all equal at the cross. And it wouldn't matter what you had done as far as sin. Because the cross will absorb it all. Isn't that awesome? This is the message of the cross. This is the way of the cross. The cross is important. And that's why many will wear one around their neck on a necklace. I know I saw somebody just a week or two ago who had I think it was three crosses, and they were wound together, and they were hanging that on their neck. We wear them on our T-shirts some of the time. The cross is important. And so we're going to look now at something we have to acknowledge in order to be saved. We have to acknowledge the cross of Christ. But then Jesus, as the passage we're getting ready to go to in Mark chapter 8, Jesus helps us to understand that we have a cross to bear as well. So let's look at that. Mark 8:34 is where we're going to start. Can you see those red letters? Do you know how to change that for me? I meant to check on